Iraq protests and deaf ministry bookend today's Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Progress in Iraq is complicated, to say the least. I'll explain why in just a moment. And stick around because there's a new tool in the works that'll help unreached deaf meet Jesus. First, if you had to sum up Iraq's protests in a single word, it might be change. You can apply that to the demand for change, the lack of change, or the right to it. Samuel of Redemptive Stories says the protests have empowered the Iraqis to believe in themselves. To some degree, the protesters got what they wanted. The prime minister stepped down. But the process bogged down there, a far cry from a complete political overhaul. Plus, there's this issue. They don't really know what they want beyond change.
They don't have someone that's a spokesperson for them as the protesters that really communicates, somebody with influence that they could back in order to be able to affect change within Iraq, that would be able to speak for them. It's just this mob of people without a true leader.
It means Iraq is vulnerable. For many young Shiite Muslims, because of government corruption,
many of them are atheistic, agnostic, and searching for something more tangible and real than what they consider to be a political system made into a religion.
Which means we can take this opportunity to pray for Iraq.
Our friends that live and work there and that are ministering are saying that there's a renewed hunger for truth, unlike they've ever seen before. And so, God, even in the midst of this brokenness that's happened, the death of over 400 people, is doing amazing work, bringing many people to himself.
Meanwhile, today is International Migrants Day, according to the United Nations calendar. Officials met in Geneva this week for the first ever Global Refugee Forum. Over 70 million people are displaced worldwide, including 25 million refugees. And of that global population, 4.5 million are from Venezuela. Carlo Alvarez says Compassion International, local churches, and a regional response team work together to help Venezuelan refugees in Colombia.
Right now, we have a total of almost 1,400 registered children that are under 12 years old. They have been receiving and getting into the programmatic activities of church partners in Cúcuta. 37 pregnant mothers are also receiving some support from our local churches.
Colombian believers are living out the gospel in word and deed.
When you give them a hug every time they come to the project, when the church is worshiping together, they experience the love of Christ.
If you'd like to help, we'll link you to Compassion at our website.
Keep praying for Venezuela, that God can change things there. But we are also praying for the families that are coming in, that they can get their support, but especially that they can feel that someone from another country are receiving them as family.
And the Jesus movie is set to be translated into American Sign Language. Deaf Missions is producing the translation in collaboration with the Jesus Film Project. Chad Ettinger with Deaf Missions signs that today is the first day people can watch the pilot scene. Communicating through a translator, Ettinger says,
"The heart language, it's related to a person's identity. And for a person to see something in their heart language, that really will capture their heart, and they'll feel it. That person will then feel like, oh my goodness, they're actually communicating to me. This is my language."
Many deaf feel that God is only for hearing people, and this movie translation challenges that.
We really believe that God can and will use the movie in sign language to reach deaf people.
Production is set to take at least 3 years. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.